Now, before we get into Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater, which is, of course, a remake of the Metal Gear Solid 3 that released in 2004, we have to address a couple things. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the creator of this franchise and then the ultimate evolution, there's been a very tumultuous pathway taken by each party that we're about to dive into right now. And of course, for people watching this that don't usually watch my game reviews, I always have this on my soundboard. So isn't it fitting that I'm talking about this game? Anyways, so that being said, we're always going to cover this video game, as when it comes to the Metal Gear Snake Eater, it's currently the fourth most played game on PlayStation. And of course, when it comes to PC, it had an all-time peak of 19,000 people playing the game 4 days ago. 9,000 people are currently playing it right now, and then it has a 24-hour peak of 17,000. So anyways, with that being said, the main thing I was wanting to get into is, of course, the drama, because we have to get into it.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
As Hideo Kojima, the creator of the Metal Gear series, you want to tell me he created the whole thing? Just wait, it gets better. Had a public falling out with Konami, his employee since 1986.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Imagine making something so phenomenal that it stands the test of time and the higher-ups could care less. As during the development of Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain in 2015, The Dispute. Hold up now. Is that Aubrey Graham? All right, my fault. So when it comes to The Dispute, rooted in creative and financial tensions leading to Kojima's departure in October 2015. It may actually be Drake because of that October month. Now, anyways.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
This is definitely reminding me of what Drake and UMG is going through right now. But history always repeats itself, so I love to see it in video game form. Because you know, you never love people to just split up like this. But ultimately, it happened back in 2015. I was just a wee little lad, but now I'm here in 2025 to cover it. So, Metal Gear Solid 5, right? Its budget exceeded $80 million, straining Konami's shift towards cheaper mobile games. But then that's not all. When Konami restructured in 2015, it removed Kojima's name for Metal Gear Solid 5, branding and demoting Kojima Productions to a contractor role.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming.
And then, after that, mistreatment claims. Kojima came out and said he was isolated, barred, and blocked from attending the Game Awards show in 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you there was some industry beef that I did not know because I was just a wee little lad, this is interesting because of me playing Death Stranding this year by, of course, Hideo Kojima. And I had no idea that he created Metal Gear Solid. Isn't that crazy? Because I'm not a big Metal Gear Solid fan. Obviously, y'all could tell where my love of gaming came from, right? So when it comes to Metal Gear, I guess I just missed out on that wave. Anyways, Kojima founded, I talked about that. So he was isolated, barred from direct team contact, and blocked from attending the Game Awards in 2015. Kojima founded an independent Kojima's production and, of course, released the fantastic Death Stranding in 2019. Now is all making sense why Jeff Keighley panders to him the way that he does. Maybe it's just not a quality, because Death Stranding is amazing for people who like UPS drivers and FedEx drivers, right? But all, you know, jokes aside, the game functionally is amazing. As far as the premise, I don't think it's that exciting, but people love delivering packages in a virtual reality, so I'm going to let them have fun. But as far as the Game Awards show, I just never knew why Jeff Keighley was so much, he gave so much praise to Hideo Kojima. I'm like, what did this man do? You know what I'm saying? And whole time, I didn't realize, like, maybe he was holding his friend in a higher light because of what what Konami ended up doing to him as a company. Maybe that's why he gives so much credence and kudos to Kojima, because it's not like it's not warranted. I mean, Death Stranding is a solid franchise. But, you know, some would say he could go over the top a lot praising Kojima. But now it's making sense, as he's been done kind of dirty for quite some time. And if he was barred from going to the Game Awards show in 2015, the puzzle pieces are starting to, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, that being said, in Aftermath, I already talked about that. Independent company, Kojima Productions released Death Stranding in 2019. Obviously, Death Stranding 2 came out this year, as I believe, did I talk about that? Yeah. I covered Death Stranding 2 on June 25th of 2025. Well, this year, of course. So, already dived deep into that. As far as Death Stranding, I think that was it. Yeah, that's the only time I've ever talked about Death Stranding was Death Stranding 2. Because, you know, shameless plug, I actually played Death Stranding 2 from Hideo Kojima. Actually, I'm trying to see, could I pull that up? I don't think I could pull that up because it's on Spotify. Shameless plug, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify. Just type in Death Stranding and it will pop up my gameplay. So, you know, Spotify has that security feature where if you like try to play it on another screen, it's just gonna black it out. It is my content, but you know, I don't feel like downloading it right now. So, with that being said, that was a success, obviously, the Death Stranding franchise. But of course, now we fast forward to 2025. Well, we're already in 2025, but we fast forward to this month as far as Metal Gear. Was it this one? No, it's PlayStation. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater being the fourth most played game on PlayStation, which is a huge feat, right? And then you have PC, where it has around 17,000 people playing the game around the clock, as far as 24-hour, well, not around the clock, but as far as a 24-hour peak, and 17,000 players, right? So some would say it's doing phenomenal. As far as the Game Pass, I didn't see it on there. As far as the trending, and as far as the top paid games, I didn't see it on there as well. I wonder if that's actually on the Game Pass. That's what I want to know. Hold up. So, actually, let me see. I would assume it is. Metal Gear. I always forget the name of this game. God, I want to type in Metal Gear 3, but that's not, you know, the right stuff don't pop up. You got to put the actual Snake Eater game in. Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater. Is it on Game Pass? So, while we do that, just know the developers, obviously, after going through the beef between Konami and Kojima, the developers is Konami Computer Entertainment. The director is of course, Hideo Kojima, as far as the original 2004 version. And they said Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater is not available on Xbox Game Pass. Sad day in history.
Shepard.
But, you know, as far as Game Pass in general, it does have a lot of the other games I was covering that's still a huge big deal. It's far, well, a huge deal. Can't say huge big. Is that's like a contradiction. The Hollow Knight and then Gears of War Reloaded is on Game Pass. So that should take over your time if you are not into Metal Gear. Anyways, the 2004 original version was developed by Konami, directed by Hideo Kojima, and it came out on the PS2 in 2004. Mm-mm-mm. And then the ports, of course, was we're gonna skip that part. So then we have the remake, right? The remake came out this year, which was going off of the arguably the most successful and most popular game in the franchise of Metal Gear, as far as the third one. So this one was developed by Konami, which is a consistent, right? But then, look at me being messy. But then, the producers seemingly have changed from Kojima to Noriaki Okamura. I don't know how to say that. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yuji Kurikado. So, interesting. Because as far as Kojima, his name is nowhere to be found. Pour one out.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Once I saw his name as a creator, and then I went into the history of their beef, I thought to myself, like, hold up, they really did this man dirty. Like, you know, ultimately, you know, he can't just come out and say, F Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater, right? Because then they'll be like, oh, you're just bitter. But it seems like people on either side understand both sides. Like, Konami wanted to, they basically wanted to upscale, right? They wanted to double and triple profits. Kojima was basically like, the quality is at a certain level that if we upscale, we're going to lose that quality level because I'm not going to be able to look at everything. Like, it's going to be like a Kevin Feige Disney Plus type deal. You know what I'm saying? So that's for my Marvel fans out there. But as of right now, the franchise is still hugely popular. I mean, 4 million copies sold worldwide as far as from 2004 to 2010. And of course, the remake, we don't have the actual sales as far as it being set in stone. But as of right now, it seems as if the PlayStation fan base is the one who's clamoring for this game the most, as it's the fourth most played game on PlayStation. And it's nowhere to be found on any of the top 10 or top 15 lists as far as PC or Xbox. But I did dive deep into the PC player base, and there's a 24-hour peak of 17,000 people playing the game, and of course 9,000 people playing right now. So going over the core elements of the game, obviously is a lot of stealth. There's no need for me to tell you what Metal Gear Solid is about because it's been popular for quite some time. But for the new people over there, for the new people who's not even aware of this game, just know there is a lot of stealth elements, which is my favorite. I love stealth games. Like, as far as Metal Gear Solid and Splinter Cell, I've always chosen Splinter Cell. So I don't know who has the biggest bankroll, because I'm a Hall of Fame pocket watcher. I would assume that Metal Gear does, as they was the first ones to get a successful sequel. Splinter Cell, for some reason, just gets all type of inclusions in other games, but he can't seemingly get his own game, which is very weird. But so when it comes to what's more popular, I would say, personally, as a biased individual that prefers Splinter Cell's stealth, I would say he has more revenue. But as far as Metal Gear Solid, you know, he's all right. So when it comes to that, there's a lot of stealth elements. There's the boss fights, of course, the Cobra unit. And then, of course, as far as the control styles, there's over-the-shoulder, smoother stealth, and crouch walk. And then the legacy, fixed the camera style. It fixed the original camera. So it's better now. And then there's dynamic camo, persistent scars. And then easier CQC plus streamlined menus. And then one of the main things I want to get into was definitely the runtime. So the main story is 12 to 15 hours, which is considerably longer than when I deep dive into Gears of War Reloaded. So that's interesting. The main plus side content will take you 20 to 25 hours, especially if you're trying to go on a collectathon and be a completionist. But there's optional challenges that will obviously probably push you above the 25-hour mark if you was wanting to be a completionist. And then the Delta Extras is plus 1 to 2 hours as far as a secret theater and then a God Savage. So with that being said, the main thing I want to say is that when it comes to it running on certain consoles, a lot of people have been talking about performance issues, which is very interesting. You know, a lot of people are coming out and saying that, hold up now, why is this game a remake, but I'm having trouble with it performing on my consoles and my PC? So that's very interesting, as if you don't know, I did cover this game not too long ago, as far as June 25th of this year. And that's the wrong one. I covered this game August 27th of this year, as Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater had early impressions, right? And I covered my main inspiration for content creation, the Black Hokage, and his early impressions of the game. And he was saying it ran well, but then, of course, more news came out about it not running well on console and PC, and he updated his comments to say that the version that, because, you know, that's the thing, the vertical, I'm not even going to say it's technically a vertical slice. If you have a certain build, right, and it's optimized, or it has the most expensive hardware, and your game runs well, and if somebody else has the average PC hardware, and then their game doesn't run well, did you lie by saying that your game ran well when all of these people are having trouble with their particular game? I think not. So when it comes to you being flown out and getting like certain sponsorship opportunities and them setting up the build that you play the game on, I think you're telling the God honest truth. If your build was running smooth when you came out, when you was flown out there to play test their game, right? Safe to say that when it comes to other PC builds, they're all different. So I say all that to say that currently, as far as the average PC build, as far as the average console experience, a lot of people have been coming out and saying they've had performance issues. But it's nothing like game-breaking from what I've heard. It just takes out the immersion, which is already a lot of comedy elements in this game. So maybe it just adds to it. But something I definitely had to note, as it was a pretty big buzz as far as people coming out and talking about it. I thought it was at first just a one-off, but people kept saying it over and over again. So unfortunately, a remake from a game from 2003, when did this game come out? A remake from a game that came out in 2004. Seemingly, they couldn't optimize everything in 2025. I don't know how that works, but at the end of the day, a lot of people are talking about the bugs and things of that nature. So, anyways, as far as some of the other things in this game, the Snake Eater is sung by Cynthia Harrell, and Delta has a new rendition. And then the historical depth is, of course, the Cold War politics woven into personal story of loyalty and betrayal. So, at the end of the day, Metal Gear Solid is still a fantastic franchise. I still say that it's not, and it doesn't have anything on Splinter Cell. But, you know, that's just me being biased. As far as my, as far as what I was engaged with on the stealth aspect, Splinter Cell was always my cup of tea. And as far as Metal Gear Solid, not really. So, not to say it's a bad, I'm just saying I definitely prefer Splinter Cell. And when are we going to get a Sam Fisher game next? The world may never know. So anyways, when it comes to Metal Gear Solid, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater? And ultimately, what do you think about the beef between Konami and Kojima?
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Even to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.